Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for watching my channel. There was a ruling, I think it was on Friday, that the previous Home Secretary's decision to proscribe Palestine Action as a terrorist organization is unlawful, so it's been overturned. Now, this was an executive decision, which is why it's subject to judicial review. It's under secondary legislation. The primary legislation authorizes the Home Secretary to sign into law an order to say a certain organization is outlawed as a terrorist one. Okay, but however, they held a vote in Parliament on that, which was solely performative. Even if every single MP had voted against, nevertheless, the Home Secretary still had that power. So we don't understand this because, of course, legislation can't be struck down in the United Kingdom. I say that there is the rape marital exception case in about 1994. That is the only exception that I know of. Even that's contentious. Not the substance, but the process. Anyway, so as the Daily Telegraph pointed out, and it's a very nice Zionist newspaper, the woman who sat on this case, she's a Jewish judge herself. I mean, would she be prejudiced in one way? Because if she upheld the ban, people say, oh, maybe she's a Zionist. Most Jewish people are. Some people are Jews are anti-Zionist. Some are non-Zionist. And as she's this decision, you say, well, she's so eager to prove that she's not prejudiced against the Palestinian national cause, she's made this ruling. Well, somebody's got to make the ruling, either a Gentile person or a Jewish person or whatever. Nemo iudex in causa sua. But remember Lord Hewitt's dictum, justice must certainly be done, it must be manifestly and indubitably be seen to be done. So you could argue either way that that somehow she might be accused of prejudice, even if she's not actually prejudiced, we mustn't have the possibility someone could be accused of it. All right, so Palestine Action, that ban has been overturned. Now, the court ruled it was unlawful because of its disproportionality. The Palestine Action, someone had broken into an airbase, they vandalized some planes, and that's it. Apparently, a Palestine Action woman subsequently has kicked a policewoman in the face, which obviously is terrible. The Terrorism Act 2000 makes it an offense which is liable to imprisonment for up to 14 years. Oddly, this is the very same time that the government under Tony Blair was saying, if you're in the INLA, Irish National Liberation Army, UVF, that's Ulster Volunteer Force, Ulster Freedom Fighters, Irish Republican Army, blah, 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 these terrorist organizations, both loyalist and Republican in Northern Ireland, will just let you off. We'll take no action against you. So you see how preposterously hypocritical it was. I actually am in favour of very long sentences for membership of terrorist organisations. I mean, if we'd had this, we wouldn't have had the troubles in Northern Ireland. If membership of a terrorist organisation was punishable by life imprisonment without possibility of parole, problem solved. There's not that many people willing to face such a long sentence. So anyway, Palestine Action has welcomed it. Huda Amori is a woman involved with it, and she said it's a victory for Palestine, and indeed, obviously, it's a victory for liberty. So there's a rather ludicrous situation. So it was banned. I think David Lammy was Home Secretary when it was banned. Is that right? He signed it into law. It's now Yvette Cooper's the Home Secretary. Thousands of people have been arrested, regular protests in Parliament Square, holding up a sign, I support Palestine Action, even if it's not even a member of it. And so often up to 1,000 people were arrested, and the Metropolitan Police had to denude other parts of London with police officers. No wonder there's a lot of shoplifting. They call it extraction when you're called away from Richmond upon Thames, wherever your borough might be, into central London, these major events. Often these are geriatrics in wheelchairs. It just looks preposterous. What a huge misallocation of police resources. So all sorts of crimes, real crimes, go ahead, not just holding up a sign or chanting a slogan and stuff like that. But now the police, they did have an option because obviously they exercise their discretion. They can't enforce all laws to the nth of the degree. It's proportionality. They choose their battles. Remember, yonks ago as a schoolboy, a policeman said, there where you're at, a Glastonbury, you see the purple haze of cannabis smoke rising off the crowd. What are you going to do, try and arrest 70,000 people? No, you save yourself for major crimes, for, you know, battery, rapes, or armed robbery, or whatever. So that's it. So there were some clergy who were arrested, not to say they should be treated better or indeed worse than anybody else. So therefore, the police said, we're not going to arrest anybody because so far as we know, Palestine organization is not an unlawful organization, but they may collate evidence for prosecutions later on. Now, of course, this could be appealed. People have said to the Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, don't appeal it. Of course, sorry. Yeah, David Lammy is now the Foreign Secretary. Yvette Cooper is, God, was she, what on earth is Yvette Cooper? I can't even remember. David Lammy's Deputy Prime Minister, Home Secretary, and Yvette Cooper is now Foreign Secretary, was Home Secretary. Okay, so they've adjourned various cases against people. They might well be dropped because was that law valid in the first place before it was overturned? That's a moot point. Okay, so the government says, well, the ban is still there because we're going to appeal the decision. So I spend tens of thousands of taxpayers' money. We might well get the same result. It's seldom overturned on appeal. Goodness. So just to how preposterous is it? So, I mean, terrorism is a real thing. This is not a word to be used lightly against dissidents. And you see, this is what tyrants do, like Putin does, or, Mugabe used to do, where journalists becomes terrorists. We're doing that in this country with so-called extremists, which is anybody who questions the establishment is an extremist, when there were obviously real mass murdering extremists in the establishment, people who really promote and indeed commit sexual violence against children on an enormous scale every single day and get off scot-free. Anybody who tries to save the innocent and tries to intervene and for the vulnerable, he or she's going to get hammered by the police and the courts. So you can see what the establishment's like. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, Daily PayPal, George Callan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.